I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Time now for our regular segment on business and finance and a talk with our friends at Marketplace. Today, we're going to discuss the European economy, or more precisely, the European Central Bank. And joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Hi, Tess. We're all familiar with what the Fed does here in this country. Does the ECB do the same thing?
Hello, Alex. Yes, it is exactly the same. It's the Fed for the 12 nations in the Eurozone, setting interest rates and determining monetary policy.
So how are things going over there?
Well, across the pond, it's about the same as what you'd get from the Fed here. Guarded optimism. The ECB does a monthly assessment, and the latest forecast is for a modest recovery in the second half of this year, which would really be the last 5 months of this year at this point. And they've indicated they expect Eurozone GDP to reach just over 2% by the end of next year.
Isn't unemployment a problem over there, really even a greater problem there than it is here?
Yeah, and that's really the paradox. Consumer confidence is actually returning to the continent, but unemployment lines are growing longer, especially in Germany. Their unemployment rate is well over 10% right now, and that compares to the U.S. at 6.2%. And Germany is the economic superpower of Europe, by far the largest economy. But analysts will always remind us that unemployment is what we call a lagging indicator. Other parts of the economy will usually improve before the job outlook does.
The Europeans probably want help from this country. I don't know if it's going to be coming anytime soon.
Probably not. And you're right, Europe tends to count on the U.S. to act kind of like a freight train pulling it over the tracks. But that is much harder now because the U.S. recovery really isn't expected to be all that robust. And also right now, the euro, the currency there, is higher against the dollar. So it's tougher for European economies to count on exports to the U.S. They're just too expensive for us.
There's speculation this week that when the Fed meets next week to set interest rates, they're going to leave things unchanged. What about the ECB?
Well, it just met, and it did leave interest rates on hold as well. Their last cut was 0.5% in early June to historic low of 2%. And as you know, here in the U.S., the Fed funds rate is 1%. And in the Marketplace newsroom, we're working on those unsightly gaps in resumes. Why not just fill them in with the stuff you did in past lives?
Well, what an approach. Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.